back in the basement for another episode of The Disconnect. I'm your host, Zach Hayes, joined with my co-host, Mr. Phil Hayes.
Yo, yo.
Phil, how are you this morning?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm loving life, Loving life and dealing with stresses everywhere.
But oh, yeah.
One additional stress that we had taken on is the process of designing our house.
It sounds horrible.
It's not, it sounds like it should be fun and exciting,
right?
But it can be painstaking because there is so much to think about. So much so that we even took a pause from doing it. We've got no intention of building anytime soon because of how ridiculous prices are right now.
Right.
Interest rates are going up. Whatever, but we want to be prepared for when the right time in the market hits so that we're not waiting to finish something up.
Yeah.
We kind of left off in December and haven't even touched it in the last 4 months.
I don't blame you.
Just started getting back into it, redesigning some things we wanted. But it's not an easy process at all, especially if you've never done it before.
Oh yeah. I can't imagine. 'Cause I know that like when we bought our last house, there was a lot of like renovation to do and that was bad enough.
And that's almost easier in my opinion.
Right. Oh,
sure. You don't have to think of where walls are going to go and where layouts are going to be and how big and small you want some rooms versus others.
Right.
I know like when the house we grew up in, our parents built that.
Yeah.
Back in the late 80s. And it was a pretty, it was your standard middle class home.
Right. Yeah.
Nothing, and this is not a knock at all, but there was nothing really unique about it. Whereas nowadays, with, you know, like Pinterest and house apps and everything else like that, there's so many different things, cool things you can do with your house.
Oh yeah.
And you've got to kind of sort everything out.
Right.
And decide what's going to be a priority and what's not going to be a priority. And it's amazing how quick you can add about 800 square feet to your home.
Oh yeah.
In the blink of an eye.
I think that's the problem that I would have is like, if we were building a house, I think I would be like, man, if we just did this, like it would be a lot cooler. If we added a room on this end, like we could do the, and I think I would just like, there's too many options. I wouldn't want to deal with it.
Well, and for us, it's having the, like the walkout basement and like the outdoor space that overlooks the property.
Right.
It's going to be sitting on about 8 acres. So having that is, you know, the focal point we want to be kind of the land itself and not necessarily the home.
Right.
But my question for you as I go through this whole process, because, you know, with three young kids, I want it to be their house too.
Right.
When you were growing up, what was that one thing in the house that you wish you had, whether it be a room or some sort of feature on a custom built home that you just would have gone ape shit over?
Well, are we talking realistic or my child mind?
I mean, your child mind or realistically. Give me examples of both.
Okay. So when I was a kid, I remember because the next door neighbor, Chris, we always like, you know, when he moved in, I was like, man, this is so cool. We got
there's a kid your
neighbor.
Own age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was the our previous neighbor and that both neighbors on either side of us had older kids.
Right.
They were our babysitters and not our playmates.
Right. So when Chris moved in, it was like, man, it would be so cool if we had a like one of those McDonald's play place type tubes that connect to each house.
Okay.
So that's my kid mind talking.
Okay, so your kid mind is also let's just say you could
an idiot.
Well, let's just say you could convince dad to do that. You also have to convince the neighbor's dad to do that. And that's
right.
Where it gets a little tricky.
Yeah. And so that's my kid mind talking, where I always thought that would be so cool to have like a slide coming out your window or like, you know, stuff like that. But, or like a trampoline room, stupid things like that.
The foam padded room.
I still think that might not be a horrible idea, but
I think we need it more now than we did when we were kids.
Yeah.
That's more for the parents to use.
No, that's for the kids. So you can put them in there. They can screw anything up they want, but no, I mean, I think like growing up, I would have loved to have just like a really nice closed off room for like video games and stuff like that, which we kind of had.
So a game room.
Yeah, but a game room with like arcade things like that. Like that's always what I wanted as a child.
You see a lot of these people online nowadays where they're these adults,
yeah,
who they look like they're reliving their childhood a little bit by making these specific rooms. And it doesn't have to be some amazing home that somebody built or something you spend a ton of money on. It's the fact that like, oh, I'm an adult now. These things I wanted as a kid are going to become part of my lifestyle now. So like you say, the arcade rooms.
Yeah.
I've seen a guy who has an old, like, it looks like a VHS store in his basement.
That's cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
But is it realistic?
Yeah, if you want it to be. I mean, and that's the thing. I think now it's so much easier to do those things. Like back in the day, you had to go to like LeBaron's or wherever.
I think that's
what it was called. It was a... like a place where you could buy like pinball machines, arcade games, things that. And
I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah. And you would have to go there and you'd have to get it shipped to your house. And it was expensive to do. I mean,
you could drop a couple grand on an arcade game easily.
Right. And you had to have some big bucks to have like a nice arcade room when you were, back in the day in the 90s. But now it's like they have those little things that like Sean, our brother, has. Like you buy them, they're like $300.
Yeah.
You can
get the old NBA Jam, and it's only got NBA Jam on there, like the old school games, but it's all computerized and digital, so it's a little less expensive, but it still looks really cool.
It looks great. And that's the thing is back in the day, let's say you go buy a pinball machine for $2,000. Now you could have, you know, four or five of these machines in your basement, and it's a lot easier to do that now. You can do it on the cheap, and it's like, I think that's one thing where like, I don't know necessarily that I would want it for my kids because they're never going to leave there. But at the same time,
well, they do. It's like anything else. They get sick of stuff.
Yeah.
You could even have the newest and best Nintendo 64 game back in the day. You could play GoldenEye for hours after school. But at a certain point, you're like,
you need new game.
You guys want to go ride bikes for a little while? Do you want to go shoot hoops?
Well, and that's the thing now too, with those arcade ones. I see people online, they advertise where they'll say like, I have a little microchip thing. You put it in or whatever, swap it out.
Like jailbreaks it.
Yeah. And you can play like 100 different games. But I think that's always the thing when I was younger where, because again, the same buddy that I used to go to his house, we used to ride the go-kart around. He also had like an arcade room in his basement. And I mean, we used to play pool. We used to play pinball, all that stuff. And for me as a kid, that was always like, the ultimate was like game rooms.
Well, and we had, cause if dad's listening to this right now, I can just hear him yelling at the radio or the
air hockey table,
foosball table. You guys had that kind of stuff. Yeah. And we did.
Yeah, we did.
We had, it was
sweet.
It was cool. But the whole, it was just put in the basement. It wasn't like you built this, arcade setting around it.
Right.
And when I was growing up, the thing I always wanted in the house, or the thing that was always kind of attractive to me, or something I was always looking for, was like secret rooms or secret tunnels or secret passages. Like I always wanted to say, okay, like your staircase, could you build a little room underneath the staircase? Our house wasn't set up like that. You see some rooms that are where you've got this little compartment of storage underneath, but like that's kind of what I wanted. Or how do you make this what am I looking for? The attic space. The attic space. How do you make that more of like a cool livable little area. Hangout area where you can kind of go and just disappear and stay away from everybody? Maybe I was always an
just
introvert.
Trying to get away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. You see a lot of that like on TikTok and just online now where like people, they buy houses and they'll all of a sudden just find like this door that they're like, didn't know that was here. And usually it's like in the basement or in an attic or something. And
you don't find bones and some sort of weird, like
that's, I don't know if I could ever open a door if I found it in a house that I didn't put it in myself. But yeah, that's always like really cool where you always, I think the most common one is to like the bookcase where you,
that's, that is a cool book
down and then it opens up and it's a room, which I mean, why not do that?
Well, I've seen a lot of that on TikTok as well. And it's really, a lot of it is on, cause I get a lot of the bourbon and bar type stuff on my page. And a lot of that will be, you open that and it goes into like this cool little speakeasy. Are you okay? Phil's dying.
My water went down the wrong pipe.
So you open this door and it's a speakeasy and it's kind of like this hidden room. So I feel like it must be instilled in all of us as kids that this was something somewhat, you know.
Yeah. I think that it is. Like, I think you see that on the, like, you know, Sherlock Holmes or whatever.
And he does what? That. Sherlock Holmes? Are you why? Sherlock Holmes wasn't a thing when we were. Did you read Sherlock Holmes books?
No, I didn't.
Did you watch a Sherlock Holmes show?
I didn't read any books. Yeah, I'm sure I did. But. Yeah, you always had like those, let's say like a detective type show where like he'd have a little secret compartment in like a desk or something.
Encyclopedia Brown. Yeah,
right. And I just think that's always, I mean, who doesn't want to be like James Bond or Dick Tracy?
we're living in Dick Tracy mode with the talking watches and stuff like that.
I know.
That. Who would have thunk?
Yeah, and that's the thing is like, I think it's something that when you get older, it's like you can do those things. You can do whatever you want. Whereas I think building a house in like the 80s probably wasn't as easy to do those type of things.
No, and the ideas weren't out there. I think it's more the ideas. If you see one person who's able to execute it really well and you see that as part of their home, like, okay, yeah, how can I do that too? Oh, well, I just look up this YouTube video and it'll give you XYZ. These are the products that you have to buy. These are the suppliers that carry them. Use my promo code, get 20% off your order. They'll ship it to you. Yeah. Here's the plans. Whereas before, you would have to find somebody, go to their home, ask them questions, and then try to replicate what they had done.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing is, like you said, it's the idea. You see it on TikTok, and then you go, well, shit, I could do that. Why not? And I think, and then you maybe talk to somebody, and it's like, yeah, it's actually doable. It's not that hard. I mean, it's just people back in the day, I don't think they thought of doing things like that as much, which some did, but like, that's like, you could be like Joel Osteen, and where they found, a ton of money like stashed in like the walls and stuff at his house where like
who found it?
A housekeeper or something like that.
Okay.
But either way, I know that's way off
topic. Those donations going to good places.
Right. But that's what I'm saying is like you could do something where like, you know, if you wanted to like have secret compartments and places and stuff, then you can do whatever you want now.
But then you start to say, you go to this builder and you're like, I need a hidden wall and I need this secret room and I don't want anybody to be able to access it. And the guy's like, what in the murder house am I building here? I think I got to go now.
You better trust your builder too, you know? That's the thing. Like, but yeah, I think it's just a lot cooler. And that's I whenever you get this house built, I'm gonna go around pulling every book on the shelf and seeing what rooms I can get into.
I'm gonna know what you're doing because knowing that you're illiterate and you can't read, I know you're not looking to
I just told
indulge.
You I don't read books, so yeah. But I mean that's the thing. I think everybody wants something like that, like when they're younger and it's cool.
But then so getting away from that, knowing that as we kind of grow up, we become more boring and our creativity kind of dies out. We don't, you know, when we're growing up, we're, like you said, well, some of us we're reading a lot and we're writing and we're coloring and we're doing things that are more creative as opposed to like more of the analytical way we operate in the day-to-day system. I want to make sure there's something very unique about this place aside from, you know, the design features or the architecture of it. So like if it was you, if you were building this house tomorrow, what is the one thing that you would put in there today that you think would be one, something cool for the kids or two, something cool for an adult? Mm-hmm. And something they can kind of grow into too, because kids don't stay kids forever. Eventually that playroom will turn into a video game room or a bar and stuff like that.
I think I would probably do some type of like hidden room. I think that's like the one thing that's like, that would be really cool to have. I mean, other than that, cause like the game room and stuff like that, I feel like any room ends up turning into a game room. Like it's a cool thought, but like, I feel like having that like hidden away room or something, or like, you know, it would be cool, but this is not high on the list for me, but like, for us when we were growing up would be like a urinal, having a urinal in the house.
That does nothing for me.
No, that's cool.
A urinal in the house. Why is a urinal in the house cool? Because I think it's just messy and gross.
Well, it is kind of messy and gross, but I mean, as far as like with us, I remember like with having five men in the house and then just mom, it was like, I remember us talking like, man, you should just get a urinal in one of the bathrooms. And then, because I know it sounds ridiculous, but like, I don't know, now I wouldn't need it as much. There's only four of us living in the house, but I think it would have came in handy back in the day.
I think that's a stupid idea.
I think you're wrong.
A urinal in the house. It's one of those things where it's just like it would just give me like, do you want to put like the Joe Louis trough in there too? And
no,
like
everybody can those go are,
piss
those,
together.
Those are uncomfortable for everyone. I don't understand that.
How did people used to do that? That's the,
I don't know.
Like, in today's time, we're talking about you need a buffer urinal in between each guy. You know, when you walk into that bathroom, you never go, unless you really want to make somebody uncomfortable, you never sidle up next to them.
Yeah, but before you don't
before there was just that trough of everybody like lining up and just,
I don't,
pissing into this big giant bucket.
And I'm not the type of guy, I don't get like stage fright when I'm in bathrooms. Like,
yeah, but I can usually go, no problem.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't want to pee into a trough and with a bunch of other dudes. Like, no, I'm good. Those are the worst inventions ever made.
And anybody listening to this from the Romeo area will remember that Barnabo, the football stadium, had that for years. Growing up, that was the only bathroom, not to mention all the high school gyms.
Right.
Growing up at Romeo High School, that the stalls literally did not have doors on them.
Yeah.
So you had to poop with the door open if you wanted to poop.
No, thank you. That's the thing.
We've come a long way in society where we've gained our privacy when it comes to
I don't think there's
bowel
any
movements.
I don't think there's anybody out there that would say the trough was like a good idea.
Yeah, the guy who invented that, it's not getting put on his tombstone. He's just kind of, he's distanced himself from that invention.
Inventor of the trough urinal. Like, whatever. But yeah, no thank you. If I never see one of those again, I'll be happy.
That's what you call in the podcast world, taking a hard right.
Right,
we just
exactly
completely went down a rabbit hole with that one.
Yeah. I mean, that's where I'm at with it.
Would you put in your hidden room?
I would just want
it. And is it a hidden room for you and the wife, or is a hidden room for the kids?
It's a hidden room for me.
Okay.
Me only. So yeah, it would, and it wouldn't have to, I wouldn't want it to be like this big gigantic room. I wouldn't want it to take up like a bunch of space. I would honestly, I think it would be cool to have just, you know, I don't even know like square footage wise, but like just something small. I mean, something where you could fit like a TV, a couch, you know, maybe like the size of like maybe about half of this room that we're in right now. So what do you say that? Are you good with square footage or no?
No. I know the total space of the basement is 2,500 square feet. I would guess that this room is probably 15 by 10. So maybe 150 square feet, maybe 200 if I'm...
That's what I would guess too. So I mean, maybe like just a small room where I could go get away and kind of like, you know, chill out.
You want just like a little coffin that you can sleep standing up in, like your Dracula.
You know, I've always said, I don't understand why, like, when people like to do their man caves and stuff, which is just don't call it a man cave.
It's your basement.
Yeah. It's your basement. But, I don't need like a gigantic room. Like if when we were doing the basement at our house, we were finishing it off. And like, I told my wife, like, I'll take a little tiny room. Like I don't need anything big. I don't like having like a big giant room. I'd rather be like kind of enclosed.
I'll tell you what, sometimes having more space makes it difficult because you're trying to fill the space.
Right.
And you have to kind of arrange things. That's why you see in like those tiny homes that they're so efficient. The space is done. They set it up so effectively so that you get the most bang for your square footage buck. So, I mean, that's not an incorrect statement.
Yeah, and that's because, like, when we go up to the cottage in Gaylord, like, that's a really tiny place. I think it's, like, that one's, like, 400 square feet or something. And, like, I like being in that little area. I don't need, like, a gigantic house. But, so, yeah, if it was up to me, I would probably have, like, a little secret room and, like... Through like
dad's in a secret. Hey, Calvin.
Yeah.
Go find your dad.
Don't bug me. I'm in my secret room.
I think he's in his secret room again doing weird stuff.
He's just, I'm going off to my secret room. Yeah. I think that would be awesome. But what about you? Like what you are the one that's building the house. So you actually have the potential to do it.
Yeah. And so I haven't quite, so basically what it boils down to in our house, my wife is not the creative type.
No.
My wife is not going to be a fan of bookshelves that change into doors that are false bookshelves.
Right.
I don't think she's going to be into like a game room necessarily. Maybe in the basement.
A room built of trampolines. That's
not going to fly.
That'll be cool.
So knowing that.
Yeah.
And... happy wife, happy life.
Okay.
I'm going to let her have the house.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want in the house.
Right.
Let's make it look nice. Let's make it look presentable for people when they come over. As the kids grow older, maybe we'll be able to keep it clean.
Right.
But functional. Make sure there's plenty of places so that the crap stays out of the way. We had talked about doing like one of those, what is it? Like a... one of those like kitchens behind the kitchen.
Oh,
so like
okay,
you can keep a lot of the stuff out of the view, like the coffee pots back there, the air fryer's back there. It's all there. It's functional.
Right.
But it's not out on your regular countertops keeping up space. So I think as long as we have all that space, she'll be happy. So my idea and where my space would be and what I want to do, what I think would be cool, I'm going to put that little cabin in the back of the property.
That would be awesome.
So that's where you put the fire pit. You got this little two-room cabin that has kind of like your secret room, but a little more up northy.
Yeah.
So that you can go there, and that's when you get away from the house.
Right.
Where if I can create this experience of like going up north and just kind of getting away from it all, disconnecting from everything.
Right.
That's where it's like a no TV zone, but you got a little radio you can have, or maybe you do just like something simple with the DVD player. So it's, you can watch some movies out there with the kids, and they can set up a tent out there too. And we can kind of do a campsite, but it's got all the amenities that you would want.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
So that, to me, is that thing where if we would have had that growing up, I think I always wanted that in the backyard too. Some sort of tree house or a fort.
Yeah.
Now this is just going to be a much fancier fort.
Right.
But, I remember we asked dad for years to build a tree house.
Yeah.
We always wanted a tree house. I even wanted a shed that could be some sort of fort. And we always had the play structure with the swings.
Yeah.
And he always said, that's your tree house.
Right.
I said, but that's not in a tree. Therefore, it's not a tree house. Let's talk semantics here, dad.
Right.
So he did end up building a tree house.
I think for
sure. By the time I was in high school.
Sean or Evan.
And I wasn't hanging out in the tree house in high school.
Right.
So I think maybe that is something from my childhood that I think I would really enjoy, and I think the kids would like it too. And then when they get older, maybe they want to have they have friends over for a sleepover. They want to go sleep out in the cabin. Cool.
Yeah.
Have at it. You know, it's on the back, so it's far enough away that You know, it's not, it seems far enough away from the house where it's kind of cool.
Right. It's their own little space.
Yeah.
And you
maybe build a pond or something like that back there. So you've got this area of like, it feels like you're getting away, because my wife and I always say we work so much.
Yeah.
And we're so busy with the kids that we only have the ability to go up north like maybe once or twice a year.
Yeah.
So the whole idea and the thought of going back and forth and saying, let's go up north for the weekend, and let's go buy a place up north, doesn't make a whole lot of sense for us.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you could have it at home. And that's the thing, is like with you having the a little bit of land over there, you have that option to do that. So.
Well, and you figure if people are spending $200,000 to $250,000 on a place up north,
right?
If you sink that into your own property, I mean. Hey, it's a trade-off. I mean, it seems like a lot in theory, but when you think about people buying second homes and buying up north places, you can get a lot for that on your property.
Oh, and depending on, you know, how big you want it to be, you
can
do it for way cheaper than that.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying all in, like if you're talking like, you know, really deck it out, maybe build a pond. I mean, a pond is where you're going to get into that extra cost, and that's going to probably be more expensive than the little cabin. But I've looked, those Oasis homes that they've got up the road, they'll drop, you got to get them, you know, wired for electrical and everything like that, but they'll I mean, the price has probably gone up significantly since the last time I looked at them, but they'll drop them there for you. You know, they'll build them out and you just have to I think build the slab.
My wife's family, they have a cottage up in Lexington, and they did that in the backyard, because what they ended up doing was there were so many times where there were like too many people there were like staying the night. It became like no place for anybody to sleep. So they took like a little tiny house and it's basically like a big shed.
Okay.
They got like a shed.
Was that there when I went up, or was that recent?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, it was a little more recent.
Like 3 years ago. Now.
Yeah. They probably got it about a year and a half ago. And it's like probably three times the size of like a regular shed. And they finished that thing off. There's electrical, there's, you know, heat and air conditioning in there.
It's probably the place where everybody wants to go now.
Oh,
It's one of those things where it's like you build that as a secondary thing and they're like, maybe I want to stay in there.
And it's awesome. I mean, they have a day bed in there where it's like an L-shaped. So there's two spots to sleep there. Then there's a little ladder that goes upstairs. There's two spots upstairs to sleep. I mean, and that thing is awesome. They finished it off with like teak in there and stuff. I mean, it's really cool. And to have something like that in your backyard, I mean, that would be awesome.
I'm going to be the poor man's John Dutton with my Yellowstone Ranch out in my backyard. And it's just going to be me out there. And like,
that's what I was going to say, whoever John Dutton is, because I don't watch Yellowstone.
Oh man. No. Peacock just started streaming the newest season again, cause it came out already. And, great show. Kevin Costner, man.
People keep telling me to check it out.
You should. It's a good show. And
maybe I will.
Yeah, maybe it'll make you want to go buy a cowboy hat.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, so that's kind of just a little insight to what I had going on. And I thought it was a good topic to bring up to kind of talk about, you know, because we all have those things when we're kids. It's like, damn, I wish I had that. And it's like, now I'm an adult and it's like, I forget that I wanted that. Or you can't do that. You're an adult.
Well, I'm excited to see what you end up doing. I mean,
I still haven't seen the property.
No, I haven't.
You guys got to come out here this spring. I'll spray for ticks.
Once the weather gets a little nicer, we'll come out there.
I thought I'd be out there already, man. It's
the weather sucks right now.
It's terrible, man.
Yeah.
Terrible. Terrible.
I'm about
terrible.
Fed up with the Michigan weather.
Did you watch that championship game the other night?
Nah.
Not any of it.
Zero of it.
Yeah. It was a great comeback by Kansas.
That's what I heard. I heard they were down about 15 at halftime or so, and then they came back and won. So, I didn't catch any of it. I mean,
I didn't even fill out a bracket this year. It was first time in probably a decade, if not longer, that I didn't fill out a bracket.
You know what? I filled one out, but last year and this year, I don't think I watched like any games. It's horrible.
Yeah. But, well, we're not sports guys at the end of the day.
Not anymore, no. It doesn't hit the same as it used to, unfortunately.
I just have a hard time getting into watching kids
yeah,
compete. Like even in pro sports, like all these kids are
right.
These adults, they're either my age or younger. And it's just, it takes away from that. Like, I just don't get behind it anymore. I can't sit there and yeah. like cheer for these people and
I don't
get excited about it as much as I used to.
See, I don't think the age for me has anything to do with it. For me, it's just the fact that like I'm busier now and like,
yeah,
I got Blippi on the TV instead of sports. So
get away from Blippi. Have you seen the female Blippi counterpart now? I forget her name.
Mika.
No, well, no, there's another one though. Mika's like his creation, but there's this other girl who's like she's a ripoff of Blippi.
Nah,
all right.
We don't watch that knockoff shit.
All right. And we're not going to talk about that on the podcast anymore. All right, guys, thanks for listening to The Disconnect. We'll be back in your feed next week with another episode. Don't forget, as always, the struggle is real.